Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This parsha is Chaya Sarah, the life of our mother Sarah, which really describes the death of our mother Sarah. But the rabbi said long ago that righteous people, even in death, are alive. Evil people, even in life, are considered dead. Because the definition of life and death in Judaism and in the spiritual aspect of Judaism is not measured by physical terms alone. It's measured by influence, by memory. It's measured by piety, by behavior. And therefore, that's why it's called Chayes, or the life. We're telling you the life of our mother, Sarah, even though we're telling you about her death, because Sarah still exists. She exists in every Jewish household. She exists in the world generally. She's a paradigm for what a good wife and mother should be. And not only a wife and mother, for what a strong woman should be, because after all, she has many difficult experiences in her lifetime. She's taken by the Pharaoh. She's taken by the king Avimelech. She has to support Avram, and they're pretty much all alone in the world. She goes childless, without a future for most of her life. And then all of a sudden, she's blessed with a child, miraculously. And then that child is almost taken from her. And in fact, the words of the rabbis tell us that that's what, in effect, killed her, the shock that she heard that that Isaac was taken to Hara Moria to be a sacrifice. And that trauma she never got over. So all of that measures into the strength of the person, how a person can survive, but more so how a person can be remembered. And all of us have memories of people who are no longer here. It's the memory that survives. It's the memory that really gives life to that person, even after the person is no longer here. And it's interesting what people want to be remembered for. I believe that even a cursory visit to cemeteries in the world will hardly find a monument that says, he was a tough businessman, or he got the last nickel out of the deal. People don't, when they think of eternity, they don't think in those terms. So you see, he was a kind person, he was a good father, he was a community helper, etc., etc. Because that is how we would like to be remembered. And that's really the legacy that we leave behind. A person can leave wealth, a person can leave property, all of that is possible. But that's not the true legacy, because that's only a revolving wheel in the world. The wheel turns. Somebody else has the property. Somebody else has the money. And none of these things are permanent. But memory is permanent. And therefore, in the Jewish world, a great amount of stock was placed in what type of memory, what type of remembrance a person leaves. That's the idea that these are the years of Sarah, Elachaya Sarah. This is how we remember Sarah. We remember her in all of her greatness, in all of the trials and tribulations that she was forced to endure. And we remember her in the fact that she was able to overcome it, and that at the end of her life, she could make an assessment of her life that would be positive, and that she would be proud of. That became the inheritance that was left over for all later Jewish generations as well. So I think that that's why this is called Chaye Sora, the life of Sora, not the death of Sora. We'll find the same idea by Yaakov, when he dies. It says, Vayichi Yaakov, Yaakov lives. And we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, David the King of Israel is alive. And the rabbis don't mean by that life in the sense, the hospital or the coroner describe life. But in terms of memory, in terms of influence, in terms of importance, in terms of perspective, they are alive because they still influence us. They speak directly to us, and their importance cannot be minimized.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Chaye Sara and the importance of memory.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.